2 years of crisis in the Eurozone came down to this summit, and for some journalists it was all too much. European leaders met through the night for 11 hours with no lesser task than saving the euro currency.
I am aware, and everybody was aware, that the whole world was looking at this meeting, that we can show the world how we can guard ourselves from this deep economic crisis. And I think that tonight we Europeans have taken the right measures.
Global markets agreed. Share indices across Europe, Asia and the US all showed early gains Thursday. But the optimism may be short-lived, says Tobias Blattner at Daiwa Capital Markets.
Another question is obviously how long will it last? And I think this is where we are skeptical, and we think there will be a very short-lived episode now, simply because the summit yesterday left too many questions open.
Europe's leaders agreed to a three-pronged approach. Banks will be recapitalized with 100 billion euros. Greece's debtors, where the roots of the crisis took hold, will be asked to write off half of the debts. And the European bailout fund will be leveraged up to about a trillion euros to try to cover other indebted countries like Italy or Spain. Not good enough, says Simon Tilford, chief economist at analyst group the Centre for European Reform.
There's no new money involved. What they're essentially saying is that we will cover a proportion of your losses if these countries get into funding difficulties. Now the question is whether that will be enough to persuade countries, whether that will be enough to persuade investors to lend to countries. It's not clear it will be.
In Greece, which faces years of austerity cutbacks under the bailout, reaction was despondent.
I don't believe it was a good deal, but it was inevitable. At this moment, Greece has gone bankrupt.
It's a dark and shady deal. Everything here gets worse by the day. God help us.
Investors' concern is turning to Italy. Debt in the Eurozone's third biggest economy is 120% of GDP. In Rome, the deal was greeted with skepticism.
I think it all stems from the fact that we are not credible anymore.
I don't think this government is capable of managing this crisis situation.
In a week, many of the European leaders will reassemble at the G20 summit in France. There, analysts say Europe will look for international support from countries like China to help bolster the debt deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.